Most leaders of NATO-allied countries have publicly opposed possible military moves to oust Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder has vowed not to join what he called any adventures in Iraq. Yesterday, Schroeder met with the Foreign Press Corps in Berlin to clarify his position. NPR's Guy Raz reports.
With less than a month to go before national elections here, Schroeder's been tapping into widespread public opposition to a strike on Iraq. The chancellor's suffering in the polls, the latest one released yesterday, shows his Social Democratic Party trailing the opposition conservatives by 7 percentage points. So, U.S. officials assume that Schroeder's description of a possible attack against Iraq as an adventure was simple electioneering. But yesterday, speaking to foreign reporters at the Chancellery building in Berlin, Schroeder reiterated his position, albeit using far more diplomatic language.
Die deutsche Position habe ich klar gemacht, die bleibt so wie sie ist.
I have made my position and the German position clear, the chancellor told reporters. There's no reason why we should avoid entering into a critical debate over Iraq, because our arguments are strong, and our position is growing stronger among our friends every day. The arguments Schroeder refers to include a widely held view among European leaders that Iraq is becoming a distraction for the Bush administration. First, resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, they say, then talk about Saddam Hussein. Schroeder's strong words on Iraq prompted the U.S. ambassador to Germany, Dan Coats, to meet with the German leader's top aides this week. Schroeder denied that the ambassador lodged a protest over the chancellor's position, but Coats told the daily newspaper Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung that indeed such a meeting had taken place, and that the Bush administration found Schroeder's comments to be, quote, inappropriate. For his part, Schroeder pointed out that differences over Iraq won't affect the basis of the relationship between the United States and Germany.
Freundschaft heißt doch nicht, dass man in jeder Frage.
Friendship doesn't mean we have to share the same opinions on all matters, Schroeder said. What it does mean is that we'll always be a partner with the United States, and our relationship will remain strong. But because of that relationship, he added, both sides can handle different points of view on this issue. The German leader's been credited with taking a more assertive position on foreign policy questions. Traditionally, post-war German leaders have been reluctant to express those positions publicly. As to whether he's come under pressure from the Bush administration to alter his stance over Iraq, Schroeder answered, "We wouldn't react to any outside pressure anyway. This is a self-confident country." Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.